Hi.
Can you share your name with us?
Yes, my name is Kate Zarsky.
And can you tell us the title of your essay and a little bit about what it's about?
Yes, the title is Accepting My Older Brother, The Roller Coaster Journey. And it's a little about my childhood growing up with an older brother on the spectrum who also had behavioral disorders. And it was for my honors college writing class, and the prompt was to write a personal story but also include research that we'd done. So I included research on autism and families growing up and raising a child with autism, and then I connected it to some other texts that we read in the class as well. I believe it was Gloria Anzaldúa's piece that I connected it to. And yeah.
So how did you connect it to that piece?
I was actually just looking back at it, but I didn't fully get to that part.
Sorry.
I think I did connect it, though, to she was talking about how she had, like, hidden a part of her language, like, mm-hmm. trying to just speak English in America because her language was frowned upon.
Yeah.
And I sort of related that to how I wanted to, like, hide things about my brother from friends and school classmates, yeah. just because I hadn't always gotten, like, reactions that were great.
Can you share the inspiration behind your essay, or, like, what motivated you? And I know you kind of touched on that, but tell us more about the inspiration and motivation?
Yeah. So I've always kind of had a pretty complicated relationship with my brother, I would say. And being away from him after going to school kind of, like, gave me more time to reflect on our relationship growing up. So I think I'd just been thinking about it a lot. And when the prompt came along for, like, to tell, like, a difficult or personal story, that was just kind of what came to mind. It was honestly, like, a therapeutic kind of endeavor writing about.
Can you say a bit more about that?
Yeah. I just think it was something I did not talk a lot about with anyone. So, like, when I got to share the essay with my peers and with my professor, and, like, they weren't judgmental or sort of, like, I was allowed to explain things and be heard about my brother, then that was sort of the therapeutic part, I think.
And did you have any expectations or hopes about how your readers would respond or connect to your essay?
I guess I wasn't, like, thinking that much about the readers. I guess more people have read it now, which is cool. But, I was hoping that it would help people, like, look into that experience, like, growing up with someone on the spectrum a little, and, like, definitely not have them pity me or anything,
yeah.
but just sort of have an understanding of what that might look like. And I guess with the research, sort of, like, if you're, for readers that were reading it, to, like, if you come across people with a disability or who's on the spectrum, like, maybe you'll be a little more understanding just having that insight.
And did you learn anything about yourself as a writer while working on that piece, or as a person?
I think as a writer, it was definitely a bit of a challenge to tie in the, like, personal story with the research and the text, because it was, like, a lot of things coming together. But I guess I learned that I was able to do that more fluently than I thought, because it kind of seemed like a daunting task at the time, I remember.
So what was the most difficult thing, or, like, what was the obstacle that you...
I think, like, I wrote the whole personal part really first, because that's, you know, that's easier. It's, like,
yeah.
closer to your heart and... easier to just write creatively. And then it was definitely more of a challenge to find the parts that I could tie into Anzaldúa's writing and the research, where it would, like, not just seem choppy, but, like, strengthen my points.
Can you describe kind of the technique or how you approached synthesizing the texts?
I gathered quotes that I really liked from Ansel Dua that I thought, like, this, I could see how this can relate. And then I would just sort of go through what I had already written and see where it connected, like if there was similarities in the sentences. And then with the research, I just like got a lot of facts that I thought like reflected my experience with my brother. And then
was there a moment during class or when you were writing when the piece really started coming together?
I don't know if there was a moment. I think during after the peer review, because that was a big thing that my professor had us do, was like multiple rounds of peer review. Some of the questions and comments that that my peers left on my paper definitely helped things click for me, like from thinking about it from the audience's perspective. I can't remember a specific one, but yeah.
Tell me more about the influence of your peers. Like you said that it gave you perspective from the audience.
Yeah.
So can you say a bit more about that?
Yeah. I think that it definitely helped me write clearer, like to not just get lost within the story, but really remember the why, like why I was writing it for other people.
How did the feedback or revision shape the final version of your work?
Yeah, my professor also did one read over of it and left a lot of comments too. I think I expanded on some parts, especially the conclusion. I remember at the end, I wanted to add a lot more about like what people should think now or do now after reading like the essay and the information.
So thinking about what you want your audience to take from it. So what was the part of the essay that you are most proud of and why?
Let me think.
You can take your time.
I mean, I'm pretty proud of the prose, like in the personal part. I just think it was like pretty emotional, and I think it reflected that well, like staying kind of raw and not getting too professional sounding. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty proud of that. And then connecting, kind of hiding my brother to the Ansel Dua's hiding her language. I thought that was a good connection too.
Yeah, that is actually really interesting. So when you were saying that, you know, you're proud of the emotional and the aspect of it and how you were sincere and raw, was there anything else? Did you try anything new with the essay? So different, was different structure, voice, or approach? Was the emotional approach something new for you?
I think most of my best writing does come from the emotional side. So I wouldn't say that part was new, but definitely incorporating the research. I like usually struggle with research and weaving it in a compelling way that doesn't just sound like you're spitting facts at people. So I was that was probably something more new, was doing the personal with the
research.
Yeah.
And upon reflecting on what you wrote, do you have a different perspective on what research looks like or what effective research and writing looks like?
For that project, I used a lot of like the academic databases. And I was always daunted kind of by those, but I think there was a lot of good information that I'd never seen like on the internet about that. And I could relate to more pieces of writing within there that I just didn't think, like I didn't even know they existed. So using the databases was probably a big takeaway for me.
Yeah, we definitely need better user interface for those, but I'm glad that you found stuff that you connected with and that made sense. So what does winning the best text contest mean to you?
I was honestly super shocked. Like, my professor just told us about it, and I just submitted that one kind of, like, mm-hmm. on a whim. Yeah, no, it means a lot, like, especially knowing that people are reading it, and I kind of feel, like, published in a way.
You are?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So I think it's very cool.
And how do you see writing fitting into your studies or plans beyond the class? And does winning this contest inspire you to pursue it further?
Yeah, definitely. Writing is a very big part of my life, I would say. I became a writing tutor, actually, at the end of last year. So I'm doing that this year, which is really fun to read a bunch of different forms of writing, too. And, it was kind of like a nice validation, like, knowing that other people saw, like, potential in the writing, too. I definitely want to be part of my career, so, yeah.
And I know you said you want your career to involve writing. Do you have any ideas about how that would fit into your plans or what your trajectory might be? And you don't need to have you don't have to have an answer. Sorry.
Yeah, I feel like I have a lot of, like, broad hopes and, like, different avenues. I'm actually was just looking at internships at, like, the Boston Globe or like journalistic writing was like an option I was considering a lot, but I really like the creative side of writing. Like, I would love to work on, like, a film set or be a screenwriter. Like, that would be super cool. Or even a publisher.
Yeah.
Reading a lot. Yeah.
Investigative journalism could involve some research and creative writing as well.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah. Nothing's closed off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what advice would you give to future students thinking about writing or college writing?
Definitely, I would say draw from the experiences that are close to your heart, because you're always going to produce better writing when you have a lot to say about something. Like, it sounds obvious, but I feel like that's when I write the best. And yeah, like, take risks with formatting, and professors like when you're producing something different than that follows exactly with the rubric.
Yes.
Usually. So, yeah.
All right, and do you have any final comments or things you'd like to share?
Nothing other than the fact that this is really cool, and I'm just surprised that I won.
It was a great essay.
Thank you.
I'm not surprised that you did.
Thanks.
All right, thank you, Kate. And